Can we have the question from the sister's side?
Yeah, my name is Vimal. I'm doing business. The first man born on this earth, to which caste or religion did he belong? He was sent by God as a messenger to spread caste or to spread love. Can we not have love to spread, unite all the caste?
Can you repeat your name, sister?
My name is Vimal.
Thank you. Sister Vimal asked a very good question. The first man on this earth, which caste he belonged to? Did he come to spread caste and differences, or did he come to spread love? Sister, the first man on the earth, according to the glorious Quran, was Adam, peace be upon him. And he submitted his will to Almighty God. Not only Adam, peace be upon him, according to Islam, according to a prophet said, every child is born in Deen al-Fitr. Every child is born as a Muslim. Muslim means a person who submits his will to Almighty God. Muslim doesn't mean a person who has a label by the name of Zakir or Muhammad or Abdullah. Muslim means a person who submits his will to Almighty God. Our prophet said every child, whether he's born in a Hindu family or a Christian family or a Jewish family or a Muslim family, that child is born as a Muslim. Muslim means a person who submits his will to Almighty God. He's sinless. So not only Adam, peace be upon him, the first man, the first messenger of Almighty God, every human being is born as a Muslim. And then a prophet said that later on he gets influenced by his parents, by his teacher, then he may start doing fire worship, idol worship, then he may start committing sin. But every child, sister, is born as a Muslim, because the child is masoom. He follows. And there was a research done on two tribes, the Kapauku tribe and the Austin Aborigines. These two tribes did not come in contact with modern civilization till as late as 1950. When researchers went and tried to find out what was the way of life, they found out it was everything of Islam except in name. They believed in one God. They did the prostration for praying to God. They did not make idols of God. It was somewhat similar to Islam except in name. So if you keep a child and don't have any external influence on him, don't teach him anything. Don't teach him Quran. Don't teach him Bhagavad Gita. Don't teach him Bible. If he grows up and if you interact with him, you will find out that his way of life is nothing but as Almighty God wants. So all these messengers, they came to preach Islam, and they came to preach love, not to make divisions in religion. Hope that answers the question.